Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And Heather Fisher is here, too. She is a bona fide small business owner, and this is what we're going to be talking about is Shop Small Business Saturday. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us about your store, just briefly, like a little brief overview.
So I own a shop called Salvage Sisters, which is in Old Town Mankato, and it's been open since 2012, and I've had a lot of fun with the store. I was on HGTV because of the store, and it's just, I'm part of a community now through Salvage Sisters. I'm the president of the Old Town Association because of it, and we are doing things to work together as small businesses, to bring a lot more to the community.
Absolutely. And that is kind of a little hotbed, that Old Town part of our community of small businesses. Oftentimes, owner-operators, there aren't a ton of employees, but they really rely on something like the small business Shop Small Business Saturday, right?
Yeah. So Small Business Saturday is an amazing thing that's put on nationally. And it's actually put on by American Express. Which is kind of interesting. But the way that they have encouraged people to do Thanksgiving, and then there's Black Friday, and then there's always Shop Small Saturday, and then Cyber Monday, and that's how the order goes every year. The fact that American Express has put so much money and effort into promoting the small businesses of America is incredible. Any small business can sign up for Shop Small. It doesn't have to be something that's put on by your city or anything. Any individual business can do it. So Shop Small Saturday is an amazing thing, and because we kind of grew it as a small group of businesses in Old Town, then we brought it to the City Center Partnership and said, hey, can we get some support with this? Like, this is a great thing. We could make it a lot bigger. And they took it, and now there's money behind it and advertisements and 48 businesses in Mankato participating in downtown. And that all just started very grassroots with just a small group of businesses.
And Marnie, this sort of a thing actually resonates really well with small communities throughout the rural parts of Minnesota, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, small towns across America have spent like the last 40 years watching their main streets slowly die. And now they're coming back. But, you know, small businesses don't have the resources that the big box retailers have. But what they do have is they have a lot of interesting, cool stuff. To have these little small businesses really does something for the identity of a town. That's something that is really, it's just great for the spirit of the town. And so something like Shop Small Saturday is really great for them because it helps them pool their resources and get the word out and get some advertising, and then they can get people in who then remember to come back at other times of the year.
Heather, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and of course, always Marnie, thank you.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.